Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This.
Well, good morning, little brother.
Is Early Break with Zip and Jay, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
You may have heard in the commercial break a plug for Buffalo Wings and Rings, Tip's favorite place on earth to eat lunch or dinner at. Yes, we will have our March Madness party there Thursday and Friday. Ping pong balls. You got to get there
ping
early.
Ping pong.
You got to get there early on Thursday because we'll have 64 ping pong balls with a team on it. And if your team ends up in the Final Four or wins it all, we got big prizes, big gift cards, and a lot of big prizes.
How's it work now? So you put the name of a team on
you
a ping
pong? You have to be one of the first 64 people in the building on Thursday.
Don't you remember the balls last year in the old?
I think they're orange.
They're orange.
I remember them, and they were everywhere. We had balls everywhere.
They were scattered
orange.
Everywhere.
Yes.
Orange ping pong balls.
Yes.
Did you use orange ones when you were a kid playing ping pong?
White
we
or
did
orange.
For sure.
I think we did. I don't know.
We did.
White was still the staple.
Yeah.
White for a while, the orange and fluorescent yellow golf balls kind of became a thing.
Oh, they came.
And then you kind of stopped and go, hold it. This is not, we don't do this. And then you went back to the
kinda
white.
Tacky.
Yeah.
Okay, now wait a second. You still got to explain this to me. So
yes, doors will open at 10:30 to the public on Thursday.
Okay.
And that's important because if you are one of the first 64 people in line, you will have you'll get a ping pong ball.
With what?
With a team's name on it.
Okay.
That's in the NCAA men's tournament.
Okay.
And if your team, again, we'll write your information down. If your team ends up in the Final Four or wins it all, there's a bunch of big prizes like gift cards from Wings and Rings, other clients. We have other stuff we're giving away. It's going to be awesome. So just get involved. There's no cost for that. No cost.
You get a ball. Who you want? Who do you want on there? Who do you want?
Probably want UConn.
Yeah.
I'd want UConn.
The top seed overall, yes.
Yes. I mean, anybody that's a high seed, typically you want.
I wouldn't. I don't know if I'd want Purdue. That track record scares me.
Purdue's not even going to the Final Four. They're not going to the Final Four.
Their bracket could go to Creighton, possibly.
They're not going to the Final Four. I say it's a hard no.
Jake, I would tell you right now, Creighton fans, I'm not one of those, you know, the opposite, but
they are
ecstatic with their bracket right now.
Because
Purdue is the least scary one seed that is out there. I mean, North Carolina, obviously, I don't think they're overly scary, but Purdue is the one seed in that bracket. The two seed is Tennessee that just lost in the first round of the SEC tournament, and you know, they're not scared of Rick Barnes and company at Tennessee.
Creighton plays Akron. Number 14 seed in them.
If they were to win, they might play former coach Dana Altman. Oregon plays South Carolina 6-11 game there.
I tell you what.
That's right.
So I watched that game also.
Which one?
Of Oregon winning the last Pac-12 championship.
Yes. Colorado.
So they have the most minutes lost with starters, injuries. And guess what? Now they're not. Who did Oregon get? Who did Oregon? They're 11 seed.
Oregon, 11 seed versus South Carolina, who had a great season.
South Carolina had to be like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
We got Oregon, who's now healthy, and they look good.
And they're on a heater.
And they're on a heater. That is, they're going, are you kidding me? Oregon's an 11 seed? That's incredible.
So they look good?
They looked really good. They looked
athletic?
Really, really, yes.
Yeah, how about that? I mean,
they have injuries. They had injuries. That's the difference in basketball. If you get healthy, you can. If you lose a couple football games early, you're done.
How about that, though? If Creighton and Oregon win, they meet in the second round.
That's right.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
That could happen.
Yeah, South Carolina versus Oregon. South Carolina's a 6th seed. They had a very good year. The other thing about that region, by the way, I guess following what Jake said about Creighton catching breaks. KU is hurting.
Week 4 seed.
Yeah, they mentioned that Hunter Dickinson might not even play.
He didn't play in the Big 12
didn't
tournament.
Play in the tournament. Yeah, two guys already sat out.
Like McCullough, the other guy, is also injured for Kansas. Yeah.
So they're limping into the dance. Yeah.
Samford's a very trendy upset pick, the 13 seed over 4
Samford
seed
was hands down the best viewership when they announced him.
Was it?
Everybody else had there with their team together or somewhere. You know the old school gray folding chairs? They were on gray folding chairs in a street, in the middle of a street.
They were?
Yeah, just like,
why were they in the street?
I don't know. They're just outside. It was incredible. It was like all of a sudden it was, I don't know what we should do. Get some chairs together. We'll just go outside.
Street party.
Yeah. Where is Samford?
Alabama.
Okay, nice. So it's probably
guess
warm.
Georgia,
yeah, probably warm.
Alabama.
But it was a funny look. It was a funny look. I also would say.
Brad. That's Brad.
Brad.
Also, I'd say this. Governor Pillen had to what? Call to action. Correct? To the Regents. A call to action. I think it's time for the ticket. Call to action for us. Fans, get to Memphis. Never more. We're playing Trev A&M.
What's the call
to action?
It's time
for call to action. Get to Memphis.
Okay, what about
Husker fans?
Oh, not the show.
Husker fans, not the show. The show should be going too. The show should be. Text in. You guys think the early break with Sip and Jake should go to Memphis?
But you're saying fans too.
Fans need to
call
to action. There should just be people hanging out of sunroofs driving down the interstate to Memphis. Call to action.
Call to
action. There's no reason not to be there. We're playing Trev.
Flood.
Trev A&M.
Flood Beale Street.
Yes, Flood. And also, you're going to Memphis. Memphis is awesome.
Yeah, it's fun.
I've been to the Liberty Bowl there. Oh, yeah. I coached in the Liberty Bowl. It was incredible. The Peabody Hotel is really nice.
It's nice.
Is that with the Ducks?
Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. They need the Ducks out.
I went to see the Ducks.
And the barbecue
myself.
Is insane.
It's the best barbecue ever.
Yeah. Go to Memphis.
You know where they got really
music
good, though?
Music, too. Really good music.
Yeah, and fish, because the Big Muddy's right there. Yeah. The fish that come out of the Big Muddy, the fish places there are exquisite. Yeah.
You're pumped.
I'm really pumped.
I've never really heard much about the great fish out of the Mississippi.
No,
incredible catfish. I love catfish, but I just didn't.
Memphis,
I don't
fish.
Even know no, if they're. I don't know if a bunch of guys out just catching it off the dock and whipping it into the catfish stand.
I can't think of any other reason why.
I've never heard of Memphis called a seafood place versus a barbecue.
Well, yes, no, it's a barbecue too. No, the best place I ate was a seafood place. It was incredible.
What's your seafood barbecue?
No.
It's a barbecue sauce.
So what seafood did you eat?
Catfish. Yeah, and it was excellent.
Oh, I agree with that. Their catfish is excellent.
Yeah.
I just didn't see you know, getting it, you know, from the
Big Muddy.
Yeah, the old man.
The old miss.
Oh, no, I didn't get it myself. Somebody caught it, but they served it to me.
A call to action.
Yes.
Yeah, people are saying they want us to be down there for the show.
Oh.
How many?
A lot.
Please text.
It's a waterfall right now.
It's a waterfall.
People want early break. Sip will already be
oh,
there for
God.
Sure.
Oh, God. Keith Mann weighs in. Oh, we have problems. We have problems.
Keith doesn't want us there?
The Missouri River is the big muddy. Keith, the Missouri River is apparently the big muddy.
The mighty
not the Mississippi. The Mississippi runs right by Memphis.
It does run right there.
Yeah.
Still does.
Yeah.
Still always does. Did.
So the big
hold on. No, it's the Niobrara.
It's the Niobrara.
So wait a second. The Missouri is a big muddy?
I don't know. I'm kind of 50-50 on that one. Yeah.
Keith, are you sure?
Keith, are you sure on that?
Can we confirm
send
that?
Send us
breakers
that somewhere.
Confirm that.
Confirm
which
that.
Which one's the Big Muddy?
Yeah. I thought it was a Mississippi.
Yeah, Mississippi Mud, like the sandwich you can get, the ice cream bar, Mississippi Mud. I've heard that before. Which would go hand in hand
Keith, are you sure?
Keith, are you sure?
Can we do the
one?
Call to action? We've already mentioned you on the air today about the great job of getting Terrell Farley on the Hall of Fame ballot.
And the tan he had in the sidelines.
And the tan. You were on
TV. We saw him on
you
TV.
You were on TV 100 times.
A lot.
Keith, what's the deal with the tan?
It's all we want to. The tan and the constant golf clothes. What? Can we get us an update?
How are you tan all year round? Like, it's striking.
And the next question for us to please text Sipple is, will you talk to Trev at the game? Will you talk?
Will we see footage of Sip talking to Trev?
No,
Keith Mann.
Oh, okay.
No, Keith Mann, I will not. You will see no footage of me talking to Trev.
Okay.
Keith, will you talk to Trev at Trev A&M?
I'm not getting into this sideshow. I'm not. I'm just going to tell you guys right now. I'm not participating. All right? Don't say Sip. You should do an interview with Trev. Why? I'm there to cover basketball.
See how he responds.
I'm not there to cover Trev.
Get him with this one. Get this one.
Walk away.
Get him with the fake handshake.
It's not that I'm being mean-spirited towards Trev. I'm just not going there to cover Trev.
Eric, We have a call to action.
Yeah, call to action.
I want to know who didn't have a plan to go to the game that now has a plan to go. It's not that hard.
Are you issuing a formal call to action?
Formal.
Bill Pillen. Yes. He made a call to action to the Regents. I'm making a call to the fans.
Now, are we just going to gloss over this thing where we don't go? Early break is going or not going?
Yeah, we'd like to go. We'd like to go. How great would it be doing the show from Memphis?
Well, it would be incredible. Can we make it happen?
We're going to see what we can do for that. Yeah.
Do we need a GoFundMe?
No, we don't need a GoFundMe.
Okay.
don't need a GoFundMe.
We'll get Bella on.
Now, I got to ask you guys a question. If you guys don't go, can I call in? From the Memphis
for a segment site. for the whole show.
No, for the segment.
Yeah, of course. We'd expect that.
And we expect that. We do.
Okay.
Of course.
I'll definitely call it.
By the way.
Can you get away? Can you get away?
She goes to Westland.
Bella misses an entire week of track practice where she's an All-American just because she has to go to Memphis with us.
to set up the table.
Take pictures.
get responses.
What's the text line?
The muddy Missouri, the mighty Mississippi.
The mighty Mississippi.
I don't know. What are you talking about with this ice cream?
Well, listen, I used to get from Schwann's, which Bill has talked highly of, greatly so. Mississippi mud is a type of ice cream sandwich.
Okay.
That has to be because it's muddy in the Mississippi. Yeah. So that goes with the mighty Miss.
I didn't really look down on you for that.
Oh.
No. And you came in with pants, so. When you have pants on, I take you much more serious. I take you more serious.
I'm not going
to court. I love when you wear short pants in the summer. That's my favorite.
I'm not.
He goes in shorts. It's incredible.
I got old man legs. Hey, listen, I'm not going to court, okay? It's not a court.
I think he's going somewhere,
guys. No, it's not a court appearance.
I'm putting an air tag on his truck.
I'd prefer you not do that.
Yes, he did during the break. Hey, guys, it's Jake Sorensen. Let's be real. It's really hard to get flavor when you're trying to eat healthy, right? Good news for you. Washington Red Raspberries are a clean, simple, and seriously delicious way to add more nutrition to your day with flavor as well. They're American-grown, picked at peak ripeness, and frozen within hours to lock in nutrients like fiber, antioxidants, and vitamin C. Plus, no added sugar. That's just fruit as nature intended. 80 calories per cup, great source of fiber, and one of the highest fiber berries in general. These are also at Costco, Kroger, Winco. Once again, they're naturally low in sugar, high in fiber, and support gut health, blood sugar balance, and overall wellness. Whether you're trying to clean up your snacks or build better meals, these berries are a total win. Do you want to discover new ways to use American frozen raspberries and get more details on where you can grab a bag of these delicious berries? Go to redraz.org. That's redraz.org. You'll find recipes, health tips, retail locations, and everything you need to make frozen Washington Red Raspberries a regular part of your routine today. And remember, look for product of the U.S. on the bag.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I think it's too late. We're tagged.
I don't even know what an air tag is. What are we talking about?
What if all of a sudden you stop wherever you're going and we text you? We know, and we text your location. Hey. You'd freak out. You'd 100. Freak out.
Grab me a pop from Casey's while you're over there.
We see you. We see you.
Grab me a pop from Casey.
Give me time to pepper Casey's while you're over there, please. Thank you.
Are we doing the show or not, Jake?
Yes, we're doing the show. The game show?
No. I don't care about the game show. I care about us going to Memphis.
I want. It's time we go. Early break to Memphis.
How about this one? What if we get Trev on the show?
That'd be wonderful.
If I punch him in the face.
No, Jake. It's not that. I just don't want to cover the sideshow. I'm not going there to cover a freak show. I'm going there to cover the NCAA tournament.
Well, Keith, man, will you talk to Trev there? We would like to know that, if you will have a discussion.
Keith, Keith's amicable. Amicable too. It's not that, Jake. It's not an anger thing. It's just a focus thing. I don't need that story. I don't need it. I'm covering rink.
We're already in.
And Tominaga.
We've already went over this. We're in a great place. We got Dennis LeBlanc.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got leadership.
We have great leadership.
We got somebody who wants to be there. How long has Dennis been there?
41 years.
41 years. Are you sure?
How about this one?
Are you sure?
Is that loyalty?
Guy leading the program right now for 41 years.
The
athletic department right now. He slept. His first job was working for free for the track team, and he slept in the track locker room. That's where he lived. He lived in the track locker room.
It's incredible.
He's now leading the athletic department, one of the most powerful athletic departments in the country.
In the country.
And because of his due diligence.
It wasn't
handed to him.
I need to ask him about that.
41 years he slept. So we start thinking about the leadership that we have right now. Yeah. Dennis LeBlanc.
Well, can I say this? You got somebody who wants to be there.
Yeah. Yes. He wants to be there.
The kids would call that a glow up for Dennis LeBlanc.
Yes.
Glow up.
Yeah.
Been a good run for Dennis.
LeBlanc is your friend. He was at the wedding of
your daughter. Nearly
I have not had a chance. We don't discuss business. We're very big on that. We don't discuss any business things. So I'm not in any sort of cahoots. I just know that obviously he's a very good friend. But I just know when you got the leadership. That's why I called it out 3 days ago. There's one guy to hire, which they were brilliant and they did. He slept in the track locker room. That's the guy you have. And also he's become who leads the country in academic All-Americans?
Nebraska.
That's what he led at that time. He's dealt with every head coach thousands of times.
This is your second call to action.
Yes. Second call to action.
Yeah, because your first call to action was hire Dennis LeBlanc as the interim AD.
That happened.
Your second call to action is hightail it to Memphis.
To Memphis to see the show. How about that word? The show must go on, and we need to go. It needs to go on in
the
Memphis.
Show
from Memphis.
Is it a hard thing to set up the show?
No. No.
We could be in a van by Wednesday. It'd be incredible.
I'm there.
Yeah,
I'm there. If you guys want to do it,
we'll see. We'll inform you guys what's going to happen, or the listeners how we're going to do this.
Memphis.
Let's play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-5685. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. Today, yesterday was St. Patrick's Day.
It was. Oh, wasn't
this will
it,
be
Jake?
A dumb one.
Because we couldn't do our Irish
Irish
trivia.
Actors.
No, yes. Famous. Irish people, Irish men, Irish women,
okay.
Famous.
That's all right.
What's that face for, Bill?
Right. I don't like any of them.
You might do all right with this. 464-5685. Shut up, Simple. Starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Simple!" No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
Fresh off a winning week last week. Today we start off with Irish, famous Irish people. Women, men from Ireland.
Okay.
Famous Irish people.
Okay, that's good.
You don't feel great about this?
I feel okay.
Okay.
I do, strangely.
Well, we'll see how Scott feels. Scott, how do you feel about Irish people today, famous ones?
Well, we'll give it a shot.
All right. Well, Bill's a lifeline for one question for Bill, if he needs it, as always.
Okay.
Scott, first question goes to you. What Irish golfer won two major tournaments in 2007 and another British Open title the following year in 2008?
It's a layup.
It should be a layup. Let me think here.
Got it, Sip?
No, you do.
I should think I do. Sip. 5 seconds for you here, Scott.
Five. Two.
Four.
I'm going to just say Phil Mickelson.
Mickelson is not Irish.
He's from Arizona.
Went to Arizona State.
He doesn't even look Irish.
No, he's tan.
I'm sure there's Irish men in Arizona somewhere.
It could be. I guess the Mickelson.
Right. I'm going to take my shot. I'm going Roy.
Yeah. Oh.
You got Rory.
Wait a second.
Rory McIlroy.
Can I do that?
Are you letting him go for this one?
Oh, well, I think not. Now, how do we do this? You got to legislate this. Because
you can make the call. You can.
Was that your call or not? Are you taking,
no.
You can deny it. Okay, you're
what
denying
What year
me.
Was this?
07 and 08.
That seems too early for Rory.
I prefer to pass. That's a good pass. Yeah. It was Padraig Harrington.
Okay, I wouldn't have got that.
Yeah.
Padraig. All right, back to you.
So I'm still alive then.
I think you're still alive.
Bill is still alive.
Somehow. You're still alive.
We're making our own
never
rules.
Made the official call of the bill, so that's fine.
Yeah, okay.
All right, Sip, the actor who played James Bond in the movies from 1995 to 2004
Connery.
Is from Ireland. Who's the actor?
Connery.
No. I said 95 and 04, not like 70-something. When was Connery in it? 70s?
70s.
80s?
Like 80s,
I think he got into the 90s.
Do you want this one or not, Scott?
No, I'll pass on
that'd
that
be
one.
Pierce Brosnan.
Pierce Brosnan.
Pierce Brosnan.
Now that I would have got.
Damn it.
0-0 tie. Back to you, Scott, for the lead. What Irish band sang the song Take Me to Church from 2013?
Good luck.
I wish I had a lifeline. I don't on this one. No, I have no idea.
No guess?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll give you the horns. I assume you guys don't want this either. Sounds like Take Me to Church,
hold on,
the
hold
band.
On, hold on.
I have nothing.
Hold on. I mean, I'm not that far away from it. Take Me to Church. Nope.
Band is Hozier.
Oh God, no.
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 Give me four give me Google, I wouldn't have got it.
All right. Well
I wouldn't have got it.
For the win, Bill's in play here.
All right,
so
let's dig in.
Let's dig in.
Yeah, let's dig in.
It's been a great game show. No one's got an answer right yet.
Padre is a horrible miss for you guys. That's a terrible miss. Horrible miss. Okay. For the win, what Irish singer sang popular songs from the 90s, Only Time and Oronoco Flow Sail Away? Singer. Female singer.
Oh, female.
Yeah.
Sinead O'Connor.
Oh. So I would have went with
Sinead O'Connor.
Do you want this one at all, Scott, or not?
No, after I guess Mickelson, I don't think I'll do that one either.
That'd be Enya.
Enya.
This is dumb.
I've never heard of Enya.
Never even heard of him.
You guys should have had Pierce Brosnan or Harrington. Yeah. Gotta get that one. All right, this goes to Sip.
Enya.
And then you go over under the number here, Scott. You can use Bill here if he wants here, Sip.
Okay, thanks, Jake.
I love how these ones go. We have what is the population of Ireland? This includes Northern Ireland, by the way.
Oh,
the country.
We could really get
is it a billion?
I was waiting for that.
We're gonna look so stupid on this one.
This is gonna be rough. It's rough. Let's both write a number down to see.
I'm not putting anything down. I'm not writing anything down. I won't do it.
Come on.
I have no idea.
Write a number.
Population of Ireland.
Okay, I'll write a number. And see you react.
By the way, Sean Connery was in the 60s and 70s. James Bond, not the 80s and 90s.
So I think he's been dead for like 30 years.
No. All right, we got to write a number.
Write it.
Population
this is Northern
of Ireland.
Ireland.
What is it? Combined. The whole island of Ireland.
Okay, I was there. I should have a feel for this.
Wasn't there a sign like population Ireland?
Yeah, you should. Did you see that sign when you were up there?
I think it's a little. I don't know. A little bit north of that, I think. Maybe a little bit.
What do you got there?
But I don't know.
2.7 million.
Okay. 2.7 million over under Scott for Ireland.
Oh. Well. I'm going to have to go over that.
Brilliant!
It was a lot better than your previous guess of Brazil, of a billion.
A billion.
7 million in
Seven
the
million.
Island. 7 million.
Not a very good guess.
No, it wasn't that bad. Listen, you're
not a very
in single bad. Digits there, which is fine. You didn't say like 40 million. That'd be bad. Right. But
awesome
Scott,
show.
It was ugly.
That was fun.
But you get bagels. Congrats, congrats, Scott. Call it again.
Inya.
You would have. Come on, you've heard of Enya.
No,
yeah. Shaky.
Yeah,
no,
you
would have nothing.
It's fine.
You know what? What did you notice? And you know what's interesting, Bill? And you are so buried, you might not have noticed this as much as Jake and I. Where were we exactly in Ireland?
Dublin.
They don't have social mores that look down on public displays of affection like we do. They just. Mike make out in public
all there. The time.
Yeah,
you very see romantic
it.
Town.
Yeah, you see
romantic
it.
Country.
I was amazed at this restaurant I was in. There was a couple of like,
I
getting
it
on.
Yeah,
I mean, I was like, in there, I was told, no, well, that's very acceptable in Ireland. I didn't know that. don't do that here.
There's an albino on hole 8.
Go see if he's alive.
He's in a kilt.
See if he's okay.
Look at his
kilt
knees.
Is too small.
No, it's too small.
The spillover is next, early break.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
A BetterHelp ad. Lewis Capaldi partnered with BetterHelp to get word out about how important therapy can be.
I struggle most weeks to like get up, get myself up and ready and go to therapy or, you know, whatever. Like even like to open the laptop to talk to my therapist sometimes can be really difficult. But I do it because I realise how important it is for me to continue to feel good. Because like, I felt the best I've felt in a long time through therapy.
Learn more about online therapy at betterhelp.com.